right now. Though I've asked Gabe Bullard to stop in because he's been covering the Louisville Orchestra story with the musicians for some time. And Gabe, on Friday, we heard after meetings and a deadline what we thought was an agreement between the orchestra and musicians. Now, that apparently is not the case.
Right. It was an odd situation last week. There was a letter sent from the orchestra board to the musicians saying that they would sign any musicians who haven't left town for other work. About 11 of the 71 musicians or so have left town, 11 to 14. The orchestra offered to sign all these players to a contract that would begin in January if enough of them would agree to drop the orchestra down to 55 members through attrition, through retirement, somehow by June 1st, 2013. The musicians wanted more details on it. They said the threat that the orchestra would look for other players if they didn't accept it, they said that was clear, but they wanted more details. They did, however, vote and agree to that they could do that, that they could essentially sign more players and reduce that number by 2013. They accepted that. On Friday, the orchestra management then released a statement saying that the musicians had agreed to it. The next day, the musicians came out and said, well, that's not really the case. Talks continue, though we have reached the sticking point.
Okay, so that, okay.
So there isn't a deal. There's an agreement on a concept of a deal.
Okay. Are they going to get more details from the orchestra on this?
Apparently not, because we have a letter now dated today from the board's attorney saying that the 55-member offer, that they took the quasi-acceptance, I guess you could call it, of the offer as a rejection of the 55-member offer. And now they're offering 50 musicians. And the language here in this letter is that the 55-member offer was a stretch, which was made in good faith to accommodate the efforts of the mediators to reach an agreement. And they say since this offer has been rejected on their terms, that they will now pursue only 50 musicians.
What changed between that sort of quasi-acceptance and the next day?
Nothing, apparently. Nothing that is evident at all from talking with the musicians. The management has not commented on this. They say this was made to accommodate the mediators, but it's not clear whether or not they would have stuck with this offer had the musicians accepted.
Yeah, I mean, if they had accepted it, then there would be an agreement, and it would be for 55,
right.
And then what, the orchestra would turn around potentially and say, no, it's going to be 50? I don't understand what happened there.
It appears that way. At first, last week, Robert Berman, the orchestra CEO, was very confident that they would be able to raise enough money to sustain more than 55 members over time until 2013, and then that they could sustain 55 members after that. Apparently, that is untrue, at least according to the board.
Yeah, this 50 offer has never existed before
The offer to cut it down to 50 over time has never existed. No, in the early stages, the management had sought 50 players, but that moved up over time. They had agreed to sign 54 to 55 musicians before this 55 offer came out.
Okay, and this was understanding that the orchestra needed to be smaller. That was what the orchestra had said. And the musicians were sort of saying, well, a lot of musicians have left town.
Yeah. They've left town for other work. There isn't a large base of freelance musicians who aren't affiliated with the orchestra in Louisville. So they had to find other places to play. They moved on, maybe playing in other orchestras. They moved to other cities where they could find better work.
Okay. This is rhetorical, and I don't expect you to answer it. In fact, you shouldn't. I don't understand what's going on. I'm really, as a citizen, I don't understand what's going on. But the question I want to ask, we have 30 seconds left, is where does this stand right now?
It's not clear. The board met and they could have decided to actually go along with the original offer for 55. They could have decided that they're going to look for other musicians, but they wouldn't comment. Devin Katayama ran down to where the board was meeting, tried to talk with people afterward. All of them declined to say what was going on.
All right. Well, there's more to come on that story, I'm sure. Gabe, thank you.
No problem.